With the talk about the possibility of our Hoosier Governor Mitch Daniels becoming a candidate for the presidency in 2012, I've done a little research about the Hoosier roster of elected presidents and vice presidents and unsuccessful vice presidential and presidential candidates. Indiana had 5 men serve as vice president of our nation: Schuyler Colfax, Thomas Hendricks, Charles Fairbanks, Thomas Marshall, and Dan Quayle. In the mid-1800s, Indiana's population was the 6th largest in the country. For generations, the state was almost equally divided between Republicans and Democrats, and because of this, political leaders considered Indiana to be a swing state, one that could be carried by either party, depending on circumstances and, of course, candidates. 4 of Indiana's 5 vice presidents served during Indiana's swing state period. 2 were Democrats and 2 were Republicans. The 5th, Dan Quayle, elected in 1988, was a Republican as well. Only Quayle and Schuyler Colfax were actually born in Indiana. Colfax in North Webster and Quayle in Indianapolis. The other 3 were born in Ohio. The 4 who are deceased all claimed Indiana as their home and are buried here in Indiana. 3 in Indianapolis and 1, Colfax, is buried in nearby South Bend. There were 3 men from Indiana who sought the position of vice president who were not successful in their elections. George Julian of Centerville, Indiana, ran with John Hale. That was in 1852. They ran unsuccessfully. Have you ever heard of either one of those men? How about William English of Indianapolis? He had hopes to be vice president if Winfield Hancock was elected president in 1880, and I don't remember ever hearing about either one of them before or after the election. Finally, John Kearns of Kokomo was the running mate of William Jennings Bryan in 1908. Now, I've heard of William Jennings Bryan, but I sure don't remember John Kearns. The only man elected president from Indiana was Benjamin Harrison, but he was born in Ohio, too. The unsuccessful presidential candidate in 1940, Wendell Willkie, was born in Elwood, Indiana. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.